Panthers head coach Rich Chernomaz joins us to look back on a game which saw the Panthers gain quick fire revenge over arch rivals Sheffield Steelers, hang on to a lead, although he gave it up a little bit along the way, but at the end it was a great result in front of a great crowd.
Well, I think the first period, you know, was a little bit of a slow start, I would say. I mean, they came pretty good. I knew that they were going to come pretty good in the beginning because, you know, their players, and they were missing a few of their players tonight, key guys, and but the players that they had played well and played hard and, you know, really showed the coach that, you know, they're pretty inspired with a new face and new voice inside their dressing room. And, you know, with our game tonight, I think, you know, 1-0 up. Garns had, you know, a little bit of work in the first period. The second period, after we went up 2-0, there was about a 5-minute phase where we weren't so good in our zone. We were getting a little bit soft on our defensive work, especially with our forwards up top. And then the third period, you know, they got it back to 2-1, and then we scored right away to make it 3-1. And I think after that, that was kind of what blew the air out of their sails. And you know, we executed pretty well, I thought, in the power play tonight. And, you know, that last goal by Guptula was, you know, something that not every individual player can do. And, you know, even though a guy like him maybe could improve in some areas, he's pretty gifted with the puck and stuff. And, you know, I think overall, in general, as a team, the team responded pretty well after last Sunday's loss in Milton Keynes.
So Panthers beat the Steelers by 5-2. Sunday sees the boys jump on a plane and head to Belfast. Then it's a road trip to Scotland for 3-3. And then Belfast are here, folks, on Sunday the 28th. Tickets for that one on sale now.